The greatest, most wonderful, most glorious, and every positive superlative that you can think of is the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. The presence of God. It's Him. And that is His glory and His majesty and His merciful nature. You know, He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Some translations are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And it goes on, Exodus 34:6. His presence is Him, His glory, His majesty. Amen, amen. The most wonderful entity anywhere in the universe. He's priceless. Priceless. And so we need to focus on that. We need to seek, when we seek Him, that's when things happen. And then we can do what He wants us to do. In fact, that's what I want to give in this message. This is wonder in reality. Evangelism and teaching to help people find the answer, which is, of course, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'm Jim. I'm in the USA. This is the one, this is the one kind of main point I want to make in this message, and it's really common sense. What's the key to prayer? If there's one key, what is it? Well, there's a lot of keys, of course, but the main one is that we have a relationship with Him, with the Almighty God, with our Father, through Jesus Christ, that we have that personal face-to-face encounter when we find Jesus Christ directly, and then that's when our prayers are heard. And this is a holy thing I'm about to share with you. Jesus, when He prayed on the earth, remember, He's God Almighty, He came to the earth, the Son of God and God, He always prayed and said, Father, except one time when He was on the cross. And remember the famous, at the end of His life, He said, my God, why have You forsaken Me? This is a holy thing. I pray that You are worthy of it. I believe You are. That Jesus became sin on the cross. He became, and remember in the Old Testament it says, if you lift up the serpent, is lifted up and you look upon the serpent, you'll be, we have to have the Holy Spirit reveal this to us, but the serpent is symbolic of sin. The serpent is the lowest animal, symbolic of sin, and Jesus was lifted up on a cross and became sin. And when that happened, essentially He could not have that relationship with His Father because He became sin. So for us, for human beings, when they don't have a relationship with the Father through Jesus, their prayers are not heard, okay? So how do we get our prayers to be heard is have that glorious, wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, I want to finish this up. Blessings to you. We want to help you. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Okay, blessings.